Okay, back to the dinim of illness, with the dinim of sick people, doctors. Okay, so we learned already, there's a din like this. You're not allowed to live in a city where there's no doctor. You're not allowed to live, it's an halacha, gemara, it's shechnarach. You're not allowed to live in a city where there's no doctor. Why not? Because naturally people get sick, and naturally you need a doctor to heal you. And if you don't have a doctor in your city, you're putting yourself in danger. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. But the Gemara alludes to a very interesting question. In fact, Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, there's certain religions like Scientology and other things like that, that they say, you're not supposed to believe in a doctor. Why? They said, just you have to believe in Hashem, in God. If God wants you to be sick, you'll be sick. God wants you to die, you'll die. Why are you mixing into God's business? The same thing, this guy asked Rabbi Akiva, that basically said to him, why are you giving tzedakah? You're mixing into God's business. The guy Hashem made him poor, and you're giving money to a poor, so you're going against the will of Hashem. So what's the answer? The answer is, in Yiddishkeit, it's just the opposite. In fact, it's interesting, there's two words in Chumash, in not this week's Parsha, next week's Parsha, Mishpatim. The Torah says, v'rapa yirapa. Over there, the Torah says, you hurt somebody, you beat them up, you have to pay five damages. Nezek tzad, ipa shavis beishas. And one of the things the Torah says, v'rapa yirapa, you have to pay the doctor bills. So the Gemara says, mikan, from here you see, sheniten roshos l'refi l'rapas. So are you leaving?
Is there an
Armenian? No, there isn't. Can you wait a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, we'll have a marriage earlier. But the Gemara says, you see from here, the doctor... Oh, no, you're fine, you could leave. If you have to leave, somebody's here. Huh? Okay, but if he has to leave, you have a minion now. Anyway, so the Torah says, the fact that the Torah says, v'rapi, rapi, from here we see that a doctor has the right to heal, which means Torah wants a Jew to go to the doctor. In fact, a lot of halachic issues are decided based on what doctors say. I'll give you an example. The famous one is, in the laws of Yom Kippur, if a person is sick, and the doctor says, you're not allowed to fast. And the guy says, no, I want to fast. And the doctor says, no, you're not allowed to fast. So the din is, you listen to the doctor. And in fact, it says in Allah, if the guy refuses to eat, you have to force feed him and feed him anyway. Because Torah says you have to listen to the doctor. Now Torah says, what happens if one doctor says one thing, and another doctor says, for instance, one doctor says, operate, and another doctor will say, don't operate. So what do? So Allah says, you ask a third doctor, and then you go by the majority of opinions of the doctors. Just in a very practical way, as everybody knows, when the vaccines came out, this whole story was a whole controversy. Do you need to get vaccinated? Should you? Shouldn't you? What's the story? And people were asking... And a lot of rabbanim in the world came out, you have to, and some said, you don't have to, you know, the whole typical Jewish discussion. But the truth of the matter is, both answers are incorrect. The real answer, if somebody asks a Rav Shaila, should I get vaccinated or not? The real halachic answer to the question is, you ask your doctor, who knows you, who knows your medical history. If your doctor says get it, you get it. If your doctor says don't get it, then you don't get it. It's not up to Rabbanim to decide, because Halacha says such medical decisions is up to the doctor. If the doctor says take it, you take it. If the doctor says don't take it, you don't take it. What does that have to do with the... So in a lot of aspects of Halacha, actually, in fact, there's another thing. If a person refuses to go to a doctor, the Poskim use the expression, he's shefech damim, he's a murderer. He's killing himself. Halachically, you have to go to a doctor, and you have to not rely on miracles. That you have to listen to. That's what halacha says. You have to listen to the doctor. And halacha says, now there's a very interesting question. This is a really a very It happens a lot in today's medical world. A person is sick. He's very sick. And the doctors say like this. If you don't do surgery or procedure, the guy will die, let's say, in a month. But there's a certain procedure that you could do. If it's successful, the guy will live for a long time. If it's not successful, he might die or sooner. It happens very often today in medical world, by the way. The doctors say, listen, the guy's dying in a month if you don't do anything. But if there's a procedure or a surgery or something you could do, that if you do it, you might kill him sooner. But if it's successful, then the din is you have to do it. So what's the din? The din is you have to do it. I'm not talking if it's a 1% chance it's going to work, you know what I mean? It's interesting, when the heart transplants first came out, it was all experimental. Now it's already perfected, you know. But when heart transplants came out initially, so people were getting the heart transplant, but they died right away. No, because it was the body rejected, they didn't have the proper medication for all this. So then, it's interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein, a whole tshuva, and he wrote that you're not allowed to, at those days, you're not allowed to do a heart transplant. Why? It was extremely risky. In fact, all the people that had it died a day later, 2 days later, 3 days later. But, so he said like this, without the heart transplant, the guy can live a few months. It's a new, risky treatment. In those days, it was new and risky. So Ramesh had a tshuva that you're not allowed to do the heart transplant because you're going to die sooner than you would naturally. After it became perfected, so then, Rabban and Paskin, you could do a heart transplant. The only question is about the donor, taking the heart out of the donor. How do you do it without killing him? That's a separate issue. So, things that are experimental, again, it's up to the decision of doctors. You know, is it, what are the chances of working or not, and so on and so forth. Okay, so, so you're not allowed to live in the city, but the world, the film world says an interesting thing. The Gemara says a doctor has a power to heal you. The doctor has permission to heal you. But if a doctor says you're going to die, he's not believed. Torah only gave him the power to heal you. If he says, no, you're going to die, you don't believe him. So then, you know. Oh, so here in Kitzer, he says, mitzal reifa to be baki in refuah. He has to become an expert in it. So the commentaries say like this. Today, all the doctors, halachically, doctors today, they go through a training and medical school and all that. Halachically, they're all considered experts. They're considered halachic experts.
What about the other?
But then, one second, but you have another interesting shaila. Let's say there's a world-renowned doctor. Okay? He says to do something. And two other doctors that are not as good as he is, okay, say don't do it. So do you listen by the quality? Which means the one doctor is better than the two. Or do you go, Torah says, you go by majority, you go by majority. So it's a very complicated halachic issue only by doctors, by the way. Other place, not such a big issue.
But what about someone who considers themselves a doctor, but they didn't go to med school, and they have gone through some minor Western medicine Eastern medicine kind of?
A baki today would be considered halachically if he has a license to practice medicine.
So someone has a license to practice Chinese medicine.
It's not necessarily an expert in Western medicine.
Well, I understand that. I'm just trying to.
So I'm saying it's not so simple. It's not so simple.
So what's the answer?
To what?
What doctor is
like?
Yeah, the new practicing doctors. It's not so simple. You have to try to get another opinion, see what the story is. So it's a very complicated shaila in halacha, what you would do in that case. The best thing would be for the doctors to speak together and come to a consensus between themselves. But that...
So how can people that, you know, Hashem Sharon and someone get the mahala and there is this natural doctor, they say don't take treatment, just do your thing.
That's against halacha, by the way.
That's against halacha.
For somebody to say, don't take conventional medicine and do, natural healing, halacha says emphatically that you have to do conventional medicine. That's what halacha says, you have to do conventional medicine. They are the baki in that field. And not only that, there's another din here. There's a lot of Rambam in Hilchos Deis gives a whole bunch of a diet. You know, a whole diet, how you're supposed to eat and sleep and the whole thing. And the Rambam says, if you listen to my diet, you will never be sick a day in your life. Or the Gemara says, this medicine is good for this and that and that. Later, Poskim write that those things don't apply today. Why? Because the body's changed. The environment changed. Everything changed. So thus, because the Gemara says a certain medicine or medical procedure was good then, it was good then, but now it's not necessarily good. So you don't listen to medicines, not in Rambam Hilchos Deis and, you know, things like that, because it's not, it's Poskim right. It's the Shas, that the medications of the Shas are not, in time of the Gemara, is not valid today. So people have to know, it's as always, people need to ask a shayla. And then, it's later, but there's other issues, like, we'll get into that next week, Mr. Shem. Are you allowed to sign a DNR? Are you not allowed to sign a DNR? Are you allowed to not, do not resuscitate? Do you have to do heroic things? Don't you not have to do heroic things? That will be continued, Mr. Shem. Mach chinitsu na meise mei mer gebe mein kimshul agal te da bagnan me kashe